Chapter 7. 80 Squadron. Finally, I was well enough to fly again. But where were my squadron now? They were in Greece, fighting against the Italians. And they had new planes called Hurricanes. Modern Hurricanes were stronger, faster, and harder to fly than anything I had seen. I do not know how I did it, but I got the thing into the air and back onto the ground. After 2 days, I was beginning to learn about all the parts of the Hurricane, and it was time to leave for Greece. Because I was so tall, I was very uncomfortable in a Hurricane. My knees were up near my ears. This was okay for a short time, but it was a long way across the sea to Greece. After 4 hours and 40 minutes in the air, I arrived at last in Elefsis, near Athens. I was in so much pain that 2 men had to help me get out of the plane. But I was home with my squadron at last. So, this was Greece. And what a different place from the hot desert of Egypt. Here it was spring. The sky was milky blue and the air nicely warm. The RAF base in Elefsis was just a grassy field full of millions of wild flowers in blue, yellow and red. One of the men who helped me get out of my plane said, "A man as tall as you shouldn't fly these planes." "Yes," I said, "you're right." "I don't understand," he said. "You've brought a totally new plane. It's come all the way from England to Egypt and then all the way across the Mediterranean Sea to this terrible place. And what's going to happen to it?" "What?" I asked. "I'll tell you what's going to happen to it," the man said. "Crash! Bang! Exploding in the air! Burning! It will crash in a week." "But who is going to do this?" I asked him. "The Germans, of course," he cried. "On the other side of that mountain, the Germans have 1,000 planes. And what have we got?" "What have we got?" I really wanted to know. "It's terrible. We've got what you can see on this field," he said. 14 Hurricanes. No, now we have 15. I could not believe him. Only 15 Hurricanes in all of Greece. "Are you sure?" I asked him.
"It's true," the second man said. "In another week," the first man continued, "the Germans will push every one of us into the sea, and we will have to swim for home."
I already knew a little about the war here, but I did not know things were so bad. I knew that when the war started, a small British group came to Greece from Egypt to stop the Italians. They were doing okay, but then the Germans started to join the Italians. Strangely, I was not worried, and I did not think about dying. I am surprised now that I did not. I went to find the CO, commanding officer. He was the most important man on this RAF base, and he gave the orders.
"Oh," he said, "we were waiting for you."
"I'm sorry I'm late," I replied.
6 months late," he said. "You can find yourself a bed in one of the tents. You fly tomorrow."
I could see that he was busy and that I should go, but I wanted him to say, "Well done for getting here," or "I hope you're feeling better." But now I understood that this meant nothing here. This was a place where pilots disappeared every day. The CO wanted 100 more planes and pilots, not one. I shared a tent with a pilot called David Koch. He was warm, brave and kind, and we became good friends. His advice saved my life many times. Sadly, it could not save him. He was killed in his hurricane later in the war. "Look," I said to David, "I've never flown in battle before. I don't know what to do if I meet the enemy." "You mean," he said, "that you've come here and you've never done this before? Have you really never been in a squadron?"
"Never," I said.
"How many hours have you flown a Hurricane for?" he asked.
"About 7, I said.
"Wow, you really don't know how to fly the thing."
"I don't, really," I agreed.
"I'll try to help you," David said. "What would you like to know?"
"Well, first, what do I do when I meet a 109? A Messerschmitt 109 was a German plane.
"You get behind him," David said. "If he gets behind you, then you're finished. German planes shoot exploding bullets. Our bullets only make little holes, so you actually have to hit the engine to stop a plane. But he can hit your plane anywhere. The bullet will explode, and so will you. Also, keep watching the mirror to see what's behind you. Never, never take your eyes off it for more than a few seconds. 109s come up behind you, and they come very fast."
"I'll try to remember that," I said. "And what do I do if I meet a bomber? What's the best way to attack him?"
"Bombers are bigger planes that drop bombs on the ground." "The bombers you'll meet will be mostly Ju-88s, he said. "The Ju-88 is a very good plane. It has 2 people shooting guns, one in the front and one at the back. Get well below him so the back gun can't hit you. You have to hit one of his engines. I can't teach you how to fight Germans in one easy lesson."
At 10 a.m. the next morning, I was in my Hurricane, ready to take off. I climbed to 1,500 meters. I could see blue sea to the south and great mountains to the north. I was beginning to think that this was a very nice way to fight a war when I heard a voice over the radio.
"Blue 4, can you hear me?"
"Yes," I said.
"Bombers are attacking a ship near Calkis," the voice said.
Calkis was 40 miles away. After 11 minutes, I saw the large ship in the sea and water flying in the air. I knew what bombs exploding in water looked like from photographs, but it felt very different in real life. Then I saw the bombers, and my heart nearly stopped. It was the first time I saw the enemy from my own plane, but I still went towards them. I counted 6 Ju-88s. There were 3 men in each Ju-88, which gave it 3 pairs of eyes. So 6 Ju-88s had 18 pairs of eyes. I remember that I was unafraid. I wanted to do my job well
and not make a mistake. The bombers saw me and turned to fly between the mountains. I followed them, and we flew so near the mountains that I could see birds taking off from them. All six Ju-88s shot at me, and I was right behind them, the worst place to be. But then suddenly the mountains were closer together, so the Ju-88s had to go behind each other. Now only the one at the back could shoot at me. I remembered that David said, "Get the engine." I went closer and shot at it. Black smoke came out of the engine and the plane started to fall. I thought, "I've hit him! I've actually hit him!" Then I saw one, two, three people jump out of the plane, and a moment later, one, two, three parachutes open. I could not believe that I actually shot down a bomber, but I was very happy to see the parachutes. The other five bombers disappeared, and 15 minutes later, I arrived back at Alefsis.
"Never do that again," David said. "Never sit on the tails of six Ju-88s. Next time, you won't be so lucky. You must be very careful."
"I'll try," I said. "I'll do my best." David Koch.